When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here is the Crescendo Music Education Podcast, episode number 85. This podcast is being recorded on the lands of the Turrbal people. I acknowledge them as the traditional owners of the land and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. They were the first music makers on this land. Welcome to episode 85, which is another chat with Beth. We're going to talk about the commute. As Beth quoted in this episode, if you can't get out of it, get into it, which is a Patricia Ryan Madsen quote. I think it's so great. If you have to do it, you may as well just enjoy it. So if you can't get out of it, get into it. I like it. It's something that many of us have to do, is get to work and back. For some of us, it's longer than others. When I have had a job that one day a week I worked at the conservatorium at the Young Con, and it was a train ride. It was amazing. I got so much done on the train. Now, obviously, if you're in a car, you can't be doing lesson planning and writing notes to yourself and that sort of thing. But there's still quite a bit that you can do if you're driving, even more if you're on public transport. I do also love how in this episode Beth talks about the special timbres of the music classroom. And sometimes we need a little break from those special timbres. So just a few other little bits of advice you might consider. I work with Deb on my way to school and sometimes on the way home, and it's a really productive time. Sometimes you can make some phone calls if your car and phone enable it. I just use earbuds. It's great. You could listen to a podcast. It's where I do a lot of learning. I love my podcasts. That's why I started one. Listen to audiobooks. Sometimes just be silent, be present, be grateful, be appreciative, observe your surroundings. That is so valuable. Just take that quiet time. On your way home, you could reflect on what went well during the day. Get yourself into that positive frame of mind, and you could ready yourself for the next phase, whatever you're going into, whether you're going home to make dinner for children, whether you're racing in to get ready to race back out and go to a concert. Whatever you are doing, you could use your commute to ready yourself for the next phase. But let's pop in and have a chat with Beth about making the most of your commute. And welcome again to Beth Juhon on this episode of the Crescendo Music Education Podcast, where we're talking about her book, Happier Music Teacher. We're going to talk about the second section around the commute. Now, I think this section is particularly pertinent to, I know to me, I have quite a big commute, and I think it's a powerful time.
Yes.
So what's your take, Beth?
If you can't get out of it, get into it, is what Gretchen Rubin says. And I really believe it. Now, I have a friend. She actually lives right around the corner from her work. So she doesn't have a commute. So I suggest that she actually adds one in by taking just a couple walks around the block so she doesn't go immediately from work and get slammed into home life.
Good advice. I have a friend who has a very close walk as well. So I might suggest that. Great idea.
Just a little way to make a differentiation between work and home. But for the rest of us, depend on your commute. And, you know, it can be, I have had as much as around 40 minutes. I've had as little as 20 minutes. But even so, that adds up when you're in the car every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have about half an hour at the moment. I have had up to 50 minutes. And it used to just frustrate me a lot because I would view it as wasted time. It's certainly not for me now. I'll get on to what I do on my commute soon. But I'd love to hear what's your advice about getting the most out of your commute.
So everything I do is a little bit strange, but we're music teachers, so we get a pass. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right? One of the things I do is commute to work in silence. And that is so restorative to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not even tempted anymore to turn on a podcast or turn on the radio in the morning. So that is my prayer time. That can be my mental visualization time, yes, where I'm really visualizing my day and thinking through it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Not woo-woo, but just looking through it, thinking about any roadblocks that might come up, kind of just trying to anticipate the problems before they start and think positively. Our ears get really full as music teachers. And we have all these timbres that are very special in elementary music, like glockenspiel and recorders and young children's voices all day. And so your ears just get the sensation of being full. Mm. But I don't think you have to add to all the ruckus when you're on your way to work, especially because the way my life is shaked out, I never have my son with me in the morning. So it really is me by myself. A carpool has never really been much of a solid option for me. So being by myself in the quiet feels like a mini vacation, to be honest.
Yes, that white space.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. So it delineates those two sections of your life, but it gives you that time. I like that idea of that visualization of the, you know, it's changing your mindset, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
Yeah.
I used to joke with a custodian because I'd come up, I'd all relaxed and centered from my drive, and I'd breathe and I'd have silence and then boom, I hit the cafeteria and it'd have 50 children in it in the lunch line, loud, and my heart pressure would just go way up. But I think control what you can control. And that's just part of our time, that we are not victims. Mm-hmm. And you don't just have to go on autopilot and turn on the radio because it's there. You really can have some peace on your commute.
Yes, I do love that. I like silence if I'm not working, because I do tend to see it as work time for me. And I have big conversations with my colleague, Deb. We get lots of work done on our outside projects and our school projects. She's a fellow music teacher. So we will compose emails that we have to send, and she will type, because she's the one with the short commute. She will type and we'll work things out together. And it's also my time to podcast, but it might be a business podcast, you know, to help with Crescendo, or a music education podcast. I've started listening to you, you know, and it feels like a friend is chatting to me. So that helps me in my commute, but it is really valuable time. But one thing I do not like, and people are very shocked at this, I do not listen to music, and I do not just listen to the radio. I can't stand the ads and the songs that come on I don't necessarily want to listen to. And I think it's like you said, what was the word you said? Special timbres of the music classroom. I don't want to listen to more music. Sometimes it's a little sad. I very rarely even put music on in the house. I need silence.
I'm beginning to think that is more and more common for music teachers than we think. Mm. As I talk with others.
Yeah.
Now, there are times it can be a joy and depend on the right context. But sometimes just like the background noise, the music that you don't choose, you know, for some reason it just doesn't fill us with joy.
No. And yes, I think you're right. I think that is more common than we think. So that's good. I'm looking forward to reading that chapter about, and the breathing and the just reset, like a reset, isn't it?
Well, and think of it like your own oasis. Mm. So the five senses, I mean, I'm in control of the sound. Now in the afternoon, I'm not a total weirdo. I will slip something on, normal, like you said, a podcast or music that I choose to listen to or something, but some lotion that smells good, a snack that nourishes me. You know, I try to keep the car fairly tidy and not stinky, all those type of things. Because when I get in, I just want it to feel relaxing and like a hug and not like another stressor.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. It is like your own little private space, isn't it? Yeah, there is something nice about getting in that car and closing the door. I love it. I love it.
Especially during the pandemic, because we're masked all the time. So take off the mask, shut the door, take a deep breath and be in control of the environment.
So nice. We were fairly lucky here. We didn't have to wear masks for very long at all. So yes, very fortunate where we live in respect to the pandemic. But yes, that would add another layer. Absolutely. Beth. It was great chatting with you. Let's continue this talk in the next episode. Bye. I appreciate you and all of my colleagues and hope this episode has been enjoyable and useful. Don't forget, you'll find the show notes on crescendo.com.au. I'd love a share, rate or review to help other music educators find this podcast. All I can be is the best version of me. All you can do is be the best you. Until next time, bye. As we know, laughter relieves stress. Don't lose sight of the funny side of life. How do you put a baby astronaut to sleep? Well, of course, you rock it.
30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.